You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Fashion.
Turn to the left.
Fashion.
Turn to the right.
Fashion.
Is fashion with Penelope Noir. Look good, feel good.
Look good, feel good. Do you live by that?
Yeah, I do actually. I don't know about you, Christine. We've got Christine Crabb from Miss Crabb in the studio with us.
Hello.
I always feel that, and I think it's part of when I was a hairdresser, and my boss used to do this to me, that if I was having a shitty day, he'd make me go out the back and put more makeup on. And it was kind of like, now this is your face. And you put your face on, and then you have your armour for your brave world. Or something like that. He was quite out there.
And that's why you always say, I'm just going to put my face on now.
Yeah, so whenever I, you know how it's kind of like I switch from being kind of maybe a little bit mellow and quieter, and then I put my face on, it's like, voila, here I am. My personality's arrived.
So you've brought along Christine Crabb from Miss Crabb.
Yeah, and because Christine has got a very exciting venture coming out next week, but I wanted people to know a little bit of history because Miss Crabb has been around for a little while now, and I was first introduced to her when I first started at BFM because the amazingly beautiful Noelle McCarthy used to kind of float in these amazing dresses, and I was always like, oh my god, one day I'm gonna buy those dresses. And hence I did, and so,
and they are stunning dresses. Yeah,
and I love the fact that they're not set to a specific season or anything like that, and you can wear them all year round because I'm definitely a layers person, and silk just kind of tends to be so lovely against the skin. Of course, there's other fabrics like velvet. That's my favourite. I get some of the dresses made, especially. Yeah. So do you want to tell us kind of a little bit about how you started, Christine?
Well, I opened up my Ponsonby store in 2004.
Wow.
I had this amazing opportunity from my friend Natalia Kuchia, who had the store before me. I just really wanted to make clothes that were really like an alternative to what was already available in the fashion world. And back then there was not really any internet, so it was very like localized kind of fashion and stuff. So I just wanted to be like try new things out and like technically but and stylistically as well. And I just wanted to make women feel just kind of beautiful and empowered and sort of free, like just kind of breaking all the conventions around fashion and what's appropriate, and but just more focused on what makes you feel good, whatever stage in life you're at, like whatever age you are, whatever your body type is, just like love it and be beautiful and be fab.
And that's the thing, when you wear the clothes, that's how you feel. You do feel really empowered to have confidence in things. And I mean, I think the most attractive thing on a woman is confidence, you know, and men actually as well. So it's
totally
like,
it's everything. Just more.
And your pattern making is just seems so different to everyone else's. Like, I don't know, how do you think of those different things of how the fabric will drape and things?
Yeah, it's kind of weird. It's I'm kind of a bit like, why did I start a business based on this buzzy conceptual idea? But yeah, it's kind of just like sculpture really. So I'm working with my pattern pieces are really refined geometric shapes, and then working within problems of what might happen with those shapes on the body, and then all different sizes and shapes of bodies. So it's kind of it's really, really technical, but that's where you get this kind of real kind of timeless fluidity in the clothes, and that's what keeps them, that's what makes them so classic. And then everyone can kind of relate. Because they're just basic.
Did you study design?
Yeah, I did. Yep. Yeah, I went to fashion school, yeah.
Oh, cool. At AUT?
Down in Whanganui, actually.
Oh,
yeah.
Awesome. Yeah.
Do the materials you use make a huge difference on, like, the cut of your pieces? And, yeah, what goes into, like, the thought process of the materials that you do use for your...
I'm a massive, fan of fabric. Like, it's kind of everything to me. But it's... Yeah, I just kind of choose what I like and what I think my friends and fans would like. Yeah. I feel like I'm going through a bit of a change in a bit of, yeah, in the fabrics that I'm kind of choosing, like maybe a bit more kind of practical.
Cool.
Like silk's beautiful, but it does like change over the years, whereas there's so much beautiful fabric technology that is a bit more suited to modern life, maybe.
The Liberty prints are amazing. Have you seen those, Hannah?
I don't know.
You're going to go light nuts when you see those. You'll be wanting to live in them. Like, I'm even thinking of branching out of black.
Yes. Really?
Yeah, there's
no.
The Liberty prints are amazing. Was that something that you worked on a collaboration, or was that just an idea? Or
yeah, well, one of our suppliers got this whole like shipment, and I just thought I have to have so much of it. So I went a bit overboard. So yeah, it's like a real flower bomb in the shop this summer.
Awesome.
Amazing.
Yeah. But I love it. Yeah.
Yeah. And so next week you've got something super exciting happening.
Oh yeah. Well, we've had this little project on the go this year with New Zealand shoe company Me Piachi, and they asked me to design a little line of shoes, which I was so excited because I love shoes. Yeah, and it's just been the coolest project, like all the fun stuff and none of the boring stuff. And yeah, so we're launching them next week. They come into store, is it next week? Yeah, next week. Yeah, and we've done some really cool supporting material. Like, we shot a video last week and done some beautiful campaign shots. And
awesome.
Yeah, so it's just been the coolest project, like working in a different way and branching out. Yeah.
Are you allowed to talk about the shoes? Like,
can you give us any hints? Like, we're all like salivating right now.
Yeah. Yeah, well, again, they're a bit like the clothes, like just really kind of classic. Yeah, so we've done, but how I kind of describe them is they're a bit kind of trashy, but real fancy, like beautiful
awesome.
Materials.
Cool.
Yeah, but just like really easy to wear, kind of slides and high heel sandals, basically shoes that you want to dance in and you could run down the road in them, wear them to work, you know, walk long distance in them and still feel fab.
I always like that.
Yeah,
that's
totally.
The thing I have a problem with is that being a height deficit, you know, I need
yeah.
I want to wear heels all the time, and walking a long way is quite hard.
Yeah, absolutely. I can't say I'm a big heel person. It's really been something that I've gotten into. I like something with like a little bit of a step up, but nothing too high for me. I don't know, it's just
yeah well, we've kind of made the heels like high enough, but not too high.
Yeah, comfortable height.
Mm. Awesome.
Yeah.
And how's your journey been as a whole? Like, how have you changed, or how's the experience been just being able to make clothes and kind of?
Yeah, well, I feel really lucky to be able to make the kinds of clothes that I do make in New Zealand. And it has been like a really crazy journey because I've got three kids, and just business has changed so much with just everything has changed. I think it's the internet and the way that everything's marketed, which is like so good, but it is like it's real challenging. Yeah, or it has been anyway, but in a really good way. Like, yeah, I think it's made everything, made my clothes heaps stronger and made me a better person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And do you think a lot about where you source your fabrics and where they come from and kind of, how they're kind of made or where they're sourced?
Oh, yeah, totally. Like, it's such an important part of the business because we're all made in New Zealand, and a lot of, like, all made in Auckland, actually, and all my machinists have been with me for the last 12 years and things. So yeah, it's a really cool part of the business which I wouldn't want to lose. And now that we're getting to the stage, I can go directly to manufacturers and suppliers for fabric, so that's kind of but it just involves a bit of travel and things, but that's kind of next on my agenda. But
are you stocking internationally?
Nah, not yet, but that's another thing that I want to kind of do at the same time.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
So there's heaps to go forward with.
Yeah,
which is
totally.
Awesome.
And now that my kids are a bit older, I kind of can.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's
awesome.
Good.
Oh, wow, I'm so excited. So what day will the shoes be in store? Will we be lining up outside?
I think it's Thursday.
Awesome. I'll be ready.
Stay tuned to, all the channels.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for popping in, Christine. And it's always nice to hear about local businesses and kind of what they're up to and where they get their ideas from. And it just becomes a lot more involving, I think.
Totally.
Yeah, I always do walk past your store and I'm like,
by New Zealand, yeah. By Auckland, mate.
Yeah.
Yep.
And thank you so much, Penny, as well, for popping in for fashion. Yeah.
Thanks, Hannah.
Thank you.
Thanks for saying.
That was fashion.
Ooh. Tailoring.
We are the Goon Squad and we're coming to town. Beep, beep.
Beep, beep.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.